WMRA News. I'm Bob Levakin. As part of an ongoing series with local officials during this crisis, we check in with Winchester Mayor David Smith. Governor Northam warns lawmakers to expect changes to the state budget when they return to Richmond later this month, and he also moves to push back congressional primaries. And is the pandemic hitting African Americans harder in Virginia? Probably, but unfortunately, we don't have all the numbers. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 9th. The number of COVID-19 cases in Virginia jumped by around 300 just since Wednesday, with more than 3,600 cases now. According to the Virginia Department of Health, 615 people have been hospitalized and 75 have died. But a new dashboard from the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association shows nearly 1,300 hospitalizations, more than double the state's count. VHHA spokesperson Julian Walker.
These are both patients who have been confirmed positive through testing, as well as those who are hospitalized while their test results are pending, but they meet the screening criteria and have the symptoms.
VHHA's data also show 12 Virginia hospitals that could face shortages of protective gear in the next 72 hours. That data are self-reported daily by 115 hospitals in Virginia. You'll find the VHHA dashboard at vhha.com/communications, or use the search term VHHA dashboard. You should be able to find it that way. Two retirement communities in the Harrisonburg area have confirmed their first COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. Sunnyside Retirement Community and Bridgewater Retirement Community each said an employee had tested positive. That brings the total number to three after Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community's confirmation last week that an employee in assisted living there had tested positive. Augusta Medical Center in Fishersville now reports 14 confirmed cases in its health system. Full disclosure, all three retirement facilities and Augusta Health underwrite programming on WMRA. WMRA has been checking in with local mayors during this crisis, and we spoke earlier this week with Winchester Mayor David Smith. We asked him how he sees the state of things today, what challenges he anticipates in the coming weeks, and what gives him hope. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, this is Mayor John David Smith of Winchester, Virginia. Regarding the state of things today in our city and our community, it is it's sad. There's a lot of businesses that have closed because they don't have the ability to deal with this pandemic. We've had to close parks. We've closed all our city public buildings as of 3 weeks ago, almost a month now, providing services online. We do all our meetings through video communications. So things have changed quite a bit. We are still trying to make it known to people that this is a serious thing and they have to change the way they do things. They have to stay at home. Finally, when the governor came out to enforce the stay-at-home order, it gave us some teeth where we could enforce that. Prior to that, it was only a recommendation. And so people started to take that a little more seriously. The restaurants, for example, like in many states, they're only doing curbside, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Some of the non-essential businesses that were open that sort of considered themselves essential, through peer pressure, they closed up. In this time, in the last 3 weeks, I probably have had more conversations with our state and federal elected officials, and they have come together to assist us through this crisis. Winchester Medical Center is one of the biggest medical facilities in our area. So when there's situations, let's say in Page County or Warren County, where there's someone who may think that they're infected, they're sent to the medical center immediately because they have the resources to tackle that. The Winchester Medical Center and Lord Fairfax Health District, they've been working hand in hand closely each day. They give us an update of what cases are in the area. So far, knock on wood, there hasn't been any deaths in the area, but there has been a slight increase of infected individuals. But it's not on the size that you will see in bigger communities than ours. And I don't know if that's because we don't have such a big population and we are somewhat spread out. And at the beginning, I think many more people took heed to staying at home and taking precautions. That may have helped us somewhat. I'm hoping that's the case. When you go out, if you have to go out to the grocery stores or Martin's, I am seeing people with masks on and gloves. And people aren't in groups anymore. You might see one or two people together. They're still out walking around and exercising, but they're being very mindful of how they do things. People are reaching out to each other through text messages, phone calls. So everyone is still keeping in contact and checking on each other. So there is light at the end of this tunnel. And still today, people are reaching out and saying, if there's anything that I can do, please let me know. So we still have that going on in our community. And there are ways that people can help each other at a distance. The Winchester Public Schools, they had started providing meals to their students, and not just the students, but to their families, so that someone has something to eat throughout that day. Even if a homeless person walks up to the bus, they'll hand them a bag. So our schools system has done a great job, and they are in the forefront of this. What we're asking many of our businesses to do is put hearts on windows and doors to show those heroes that are out there now in the forefront, our police department, our firefighters, our medical staff, to show them that we care for what they're doing. And the community has come out and they put so many hearts on their windows and stores and front doors. So they are showing their appreciation, and I want to thank them all.
You'll find that conversation and other conversations with local mayors as our series continues at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. Governor Ralph Northam warned lawmakers to expect changes to the state budget when they return to Richmond later this month for a reconvened session. At a press conference Wednesday, Northam laid out the economic impact of the coronavirus.
We are expecting a recession with a drastic reduction in our revenues paired with large increases in spending to fight this epidemic.
Constitutionally, officials in Virginia have to balance the state budget. That means spending increases, including education and raising the minimum wage, could all be on the chopping block. Northam also said that Virginia's congressional primaries, scheduled for early June, will be pushed back a couple of weeks. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopane has more on how the pandemic is impacting Virginia's elections.
In addition to pushing back primaries from June 9th to June 23rd, Governor Northam is also asking lawmakers to move local elections. Many are scheduled right now for May, and he'd like them all to happen in November. Northam says holding in-person elections right now would be a serious health risk.
No one should have to choose between protecting their health are casting a ballot.
School board, city council, and mayoral elections across the state could be impacted, including in Danville, Hampton, and Lynchburg. And the primaries, now scheduled for late June, include a contest to choose the Republican candidate for Senate. I'm Mallory Nopane.
Self-employed workers may soon be eligible for unemployment insurance under a new federal program. The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, or PUA, provides an additional $600 for workers collecting unemployment insurance through the end of July. The Virginia Employment Commission said Wednesday that it is working on making some changes to its payment system in order to roll out the new benefits as soon as possible. To check for eligibility, affected workers would have to apply for regular unemployment. Those who do not qualify for unemployment will be informed on how to apply for the new program. Attorney General Mark Herring has asked the State Corporation Commission to continue suspensions of utility disconnections through at least June 10th because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Attorney General's office said in a statement on Tuesday that the extension, quote, is needed to make sure that all Virginians have access to water, power, and gas during the stay-at-home order. The commission first halted utility disconnections last month. Herring said that customers should continue to pay their bills if they can. Those who have stopped paying will eventually have to resume paying their bills. Officials have temporarily closed Shenandoah National Park due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Park Service took the action after a recommendation from the Virginia Department of Health. The park will be closed until further notice, but Virginia State Highways 211 and 33 will remain accessible to pass through the park. Last week, the park closed Skyline Drive from Front Royal to Elkton, but the scenic route remained open to hikers and cyclists, but it's now all closed. You can learn more at the National Park Service website. WMRA and Virginia Public Radio are offering a series of reports that answers listener questions about COVID-19. Here's Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman.
This is the COVID-19 Minute. Expert answers to your questions. Listeners wondered about the masks we're now supposed to wear in public. Do they keep you from catching the virus? At the University of Virginia, infectious disease specialist Dr. Amy Mathers says N95 masks used in hospitals protect the wearer from infection, but other kinds of masks may not.
They're not recommending the masks necessarily to protect you. They are recommending the masks so that we're less likely to transmit virus, because what's becoming increasingly recognized is that you can be transmitting the virus before you have any symptoms. Viral particles can be transmitted through coughing, sneezing, but even potentially just through talking and breathing. Does it confer some protection for you? Probably. And with all the variability on the masks, I just would hate to give false reassurance that that is the reason that the recommendation is coming out.
Even a surgical mask is designed to protect the patient and not the doctor. Sterling Ranson, past president of the Virginia Medical Association, says those forms of protection catch germs in the front, but particles can still escape from the side, which is why surgeons must be taught a special technique for sneezing.
We're taught to stare straight at that appendix and sneeze, because if you turn your head and sneeze, it vents out the side or back and you sneeze into the wound.
Tomorrow, the experts tackle more questions about COVID-19. Can you get it while jogging past others on the trail, or could you get it from the mail?
Sandy Hausman with Virginia Public Radio. Send your question to wmra@jmu.edu. That's our email address. Be sure to type COVID question in the subject heading. Is the pandemic hitting African Americans harder in Virginia? Unfortunately, the data on that are missing for now. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
State health officials do not know the racial identity for most people in Virginia who have confirmed cases of coronavirus. That's a concern for state officials, who are seeing that the disease is actually not an equalizer, that it's hitting African-American communities much harder in states that keep data on race. Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran says this lack of information is because people who administer the tests are not always collecting demographics.
It's the provider who is actually administering the test is not capturing the racial identifier. And then when the test goes to the lab for results, you know, it's coming back and we don't have the racial information.
That's why Governor Ralph Northam is calling on state officials to make a formal request to health providers to start collecting racial demographics on all COVID-19 patients.
That obligates us to do a better job of tracking racial demographic data of confirmed cases. I have directed VDH, or Virginia Department of Health, to make sure that we are doing just that.
States that track the racial identity of COVID-19 patients are seeing numbers that show Black people are being infected and dying at higher rates. So far, Virginia does not have the numbers to show if that's happening here or not. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, margaritas to go could soon be an option from your local restaurant after pressure from some localities. Governor Northam announced on Wednesday that businesses with the proper licenses will soon be allowed to serve cocktails to go.
Allowing them to sell mixed beverages with takeout or delivery orders will help them augment their revenue streams so they can continue to operate and employ Virginians.
The state is also deferring fees for annual liquor licenses. Northam says that will help about 6,000 businesses around the state save money. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and do enjoy your Thursday.